Module 4. Science and Technology in Daily Life. What's New?
Book Chasing Vermeer by Blue Balliot. If you like whodunit police stories that get your brain working, then Chasing Vermeer is your perfect read. It's a mystery story about mathematical shapes. Two children called Calder and Petra try to find out who stole an expensive Vermeer painting. Vermeer was a famous artist. This book will make you want to read all night. Plus, the pictures are wonderful. Look at each picture carefully. There is something hidden in each one.
Game. GYA by Tomy. This game will keep your thumbs and fingers moving all day. You have to press the lights when they light up. You think it sounds easy? Well, think again, because it's actually very difficult. If you miss a lot of lights, you'll lose the game. You will not be able to put this game down. It will push you beyond your limits.
Phones, Verballs. This might look like a furry toy, but it's a talking internet phone. Just plug your Verballs into your USB port on your computer, and you can phone all your friends for free, all around the world. Verballs are not only useful, they're also fun. When your friend speaks, your Verballs lights flash, his arms wave, and his mouth moves. Have fun.
Art. Painting by numbers. This is a colourful set which will help you to paint like a real artist. Each colour has a number, and the numbers are on the picture for you to follow. Painting beautifully has never been easier. Everyone will think you are the next teenage genius. Of course, it's up to you whether you tell them how you did it so well.
My New School. Dear Meng Yan, how are you? I hope you are enjoying your new school year. Who is your teacher? I hope you haven't got Mrs. Wang for history, because she's so boring. I liked Mr. Liu best. I miss your school. My new school is really different from my old one because it's an international school. The pupils and the teachers come from all over the world. In my class, there are only about 10 Chinese pupils. We have pupils from the United States, Canada, France, Nigeria, Scotland, New Zealand, and India. I've made lots of new friends, and everyone has been really friendly to me. I was so worried when I started here because I thought nobody would want me to be their friend. All my lessons are in English instead of Mandarin. This makes school really tiring for me, and sometimes I don't understand everything. It's my first week, though, so I hope things will get better. The other day, my new teacher told us that we remember 10% of what we read, 20% of what we hear, 30% of what we see, 50% of what we hear and see, 70% of what we discuss with other people, 80% of what we experience, 95% of what we teach others. So, I hope that doing all my lessons in English will help me to learn English more quickly. We also use computers often in all our lessons. We use the internet in many of our subjects. We do projects where each group finds out about a different topic and then gives a presentation to the class. That way, we learn about lots of different things. I've done one project so far in science and technology. My group had to find out as much as possible about electricity, where it comes from, its uses, and how it works. We use the internet to search for information, and we also went to the library and read books. The best part was when we gave our presentation to the rest of the class. I was so nervous. Now, I think it's true that we learn most by experiencing things and by teaching other people, because at last I understand how we get electricity into our homes. Please let me know how your school is going. Huang Jing.
Thumbs down to texting. Do you have a mobile phone? Do you send text messages to your friends and family? Text messaging, or texting, is becoming very popular. But scientists have discovered that texting can give us problems with our hands. Be careful. Too much texting can cause swelling in our thumbs and wrists. Our thumbs were not made for pushing small buttons over and over. Scientists call this problem RSI, repetitive strain injury. We spoke to a doctor called Harriet Wilson, who treats many patients with RSI. She says we need to see how much time we are spending in typing text messages. If we are spending more than 10 to 15 minutes at once, we could have problems in the future. Dr. Harjeet Deepa, who treats RSI patients, said that the youngest patient she has treated was a 5-year-old girl. She wasn't doing well at school, so her parents took her for treatment. It was found that she had such bad RSI in her hands, she couldn't hold a pencil. As mobile phones develop, they're getting smaller, with buttons closer together. Texting with a smaller phone is worse than using a larger phone with bigger buttons. Using a computer keyboard and playing video games can cause the same problem. So more and more people could find themselves with RSI. Many university students and teenagers have RSI, as they do not know the risks of spending so much time using computers, video games, and mobile phones. If we don't do something about this, too many young people could grow up in terrible pain.